show. So glad to have you with me today. Hope you're having a great weekend and enjoying yourself as I am, and I'm always happy to be with all of you. I have a guest this morning that has some really important information, and if you're like me, everything digital is a little frightening. I'm finding my way. Everyone knows I'm sort of like in the dark about all this, and I need young people, namely my children and their friends, to help me navigate. But one of the issues, as people become more mature and start to accumulate assets of any sort, you start to have passwords and information out there, and it's hard to keep track of it and then know what to do with it in the event of some emergency happening to us. And to help us make sense of all that is a wonderful guest this morning, Hillel Presser. He is an asset protection and estate planning attorney, and he's written a lot of stuff. His latest book is Financial Self-Defense, and he's going to help us figure out what to do if you know, something happens to us and we have all these passwords and all this digital information that's left untended to. So, Hillel, welcome to the show today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, you know, you touch on a subject that I know is really pertinent in my life, as I'm sure a lot of our listeners. So I guess the first question is, talk a little bit about this whole concept of the digital afterlife, because when I saw it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not really sure what that even means. So just get us started here.
Well, you know, our law firm does essentially asset protection and estate planning. And, you know, what asset protection is protecting every asset you have from every financial threat. You know, people work so hard their whole life so they can live better, retire, pass money to the kids, donate to their favorite charity, but they spend a whole lifetime trying to make money and never think about how to protect it. You know, one slip and fall, one lawsuit, one divorce can take everything away. Estate planning deals with where do you want your assets to go when you pass away. You know, you've worked hard your whole life, so you want to pass your assets along, you know, to your loved ones as quickly as possible, as privately as possible, and as inexpensively as possible. And when we talk about asset protection and estate planning with all the clients, probably the biggest asset that they miss talking about is their digital assets. You know, they talk about their home, their money, their business, but what about their digital assets? You know, what about the usernames, logins, and passwords? What about their social media accounts, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, you know, even intellectual property like phone numbers, domains, email addresses, online photo catalogs, online music or movie catalogs? A lot of times the digital assets are worth more than the non-digital assets.
Yeah, it's interesting. In fact, recently I was going through, I was paying bills, and, you know, we've got a list of passwords for like every credit card, every bank account, everything. And I made my husband actually give me a list that I can keep also, because God forbid something happened to him, I thought, oh, I'm not going to know how to get hold of our stuff. And so I guess what are the records that are important to keep track of for your loved ones? Because there's a lot of stuff that's probably irrelevant, but what are the key things?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think you did a great thing with your husband, and it's more than probably 95 or 99% of the population does. We all know how difficult it is to get a username or password or an answer to a secret question.
Oh, it's impossible.
You know, if you forgot about it, so you can only imagine how tough it would be, you know, for one of your loved ones to try and explain to the company, you know, that you passed away and they need your information. You know, if they're lucky enough to get it, it's going to be expensive and time-consuming, but a lot of companies might just flat-out tell them no, or they might have in their privacy policies or rules and regulations that they don't allow the accounts to pass on. So, you know, what you did was very smart, which is put together a list of everything you have, and, you know, I call that inventorying your wealth. You know, you need to inventory what you have, because so many people have way more than what they think they do. So you really need to make a list of every single asset you have, non-digital and digital, and only after you've inventoried your wealth can you talk about how to protect it while you're alive and how to pass it along while you pass away.
Well, and yeah, and you bring up another interesting concept, which is protecting it while you're alive, because, you know, a lot of us have had experiences where someone's hacked our Facebook page or hijacked our email address or whatever, and that's a kind of a frightening thing, because, you know, all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, and we all know about identity theft. This is actually, even more frightening because it can go to such deeper levels when someone gets passwords and things. So what is a safe way to pass that information? I mean, my husband doesn't even like to send it to me in a text or an email. He waits till he comes home and he writes it down and we have a secret code so that only we know, you know, what it all means and everything. But what's a way to do that so that you can, you know, leave it for now and also for afterwards?
Yeah. Well, you touched on a couple subjects. Number one is, how do you leave it? And, you know, it's a new topic that, you know, there'll be more and more answers to this as time goes on. But some of the best things to do now are, there's some online companies that you can actually pay and retain, and their services offered to individuals, and you tell them where you want your digital assets to go when you pass away. Maybe
wow.
Even an easier trend is to find a loved one, whether it's a family member, a relative, might even be a trusted advisor like a lawyer or CPA, financial advisor. And I call these trusted advisors or trusted loved ones, I call them digital executors. And what you can do is you can give them a list of all the usernames, all the passwords, everything that someone would need to know. Then when you put your estate plan together, you know, your will, your trust, etc., you can put in there who you want to get your digital assets and where they should go to get them. You just have to be very careful about what you put in the will, because it might end up being public record. And, you know, I think you touched on a really big subject, which is the identity theft, which essentially, you know, with every good thing, you know, advantage, now we have the world at our fingertips because of the internet. You know, there's always disadvantages. You know, there's so much private information out there that it becomes a lot easier for people to steal your information. But I think you need to take it even a step further. You know, what if you get sued, okay? What if you're in a car accident? What if you're in a divorce? What if you have a short sale or foreclosure deficiency? What if someone slips and falls on your property? Well, the domain names that you own, you know, the email addresses, the phone numbers, they could be considered personal assets if they're in your personal name. And what would happen if your domain all of a sudden pointed to the competitor? You know, what would happen if all of a sudden your phone rang to the competitor? You'd be out of business. So you need to make sure that you protect yourself both while you're alive and when you pass away.
Wow. I'm speaking with Hillel Presser. He's an asset protection and estate planning attorney, and we're getting some really valuable and kind of scary information about what can happen with your digital assets and how to protect those assets. You mentioned about the will. So, you know, a lot of us have them. We finally have a will, and there's a lot of good stuff in there. And you mentioned that you shouldn't put all this information in the will. So what should go in and what shouldn't?
Well, in the will you can put, you know, first of all, it depends. You know, you really should have a trust, and the will should leave everything to the trust, and then the trust should leave everything to your beneficiaries and loved ones.
Right.
By doing so, you keep everything private and you avoid probate. You know, if you only have a will and no trust, your assets will go where you want them to go, but they're going to be public record, they're going to take a lot longer, and there's going to be a lot of attorney's fees. And what I tell all my clients is, before you make any decisions, just make sure you educate yourself. And, you know, as a special courtesy to any of your listeners, if they go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. If they fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free book on the issues.
Well, that's amazing. And, you know, so what you're saying then, just so I can get clarity, is if you have a trust, then all this digital information remains private. So, like, we have a trust, so we could put our passwords and all that kind of stuff in that, and it's not ever going to be made public?
Correct. And again, you know, the will is the document that would be made public. But if you're worried, and, you know, the confidentiality obviously is a big issue these days, again, you can also put in the trust who you want to leave your digital assets to. And you could say, you know, that, you know, go see Exhibit A, which maybe is held by a trusted advisor or some sort of loved one. So there's a lot of different ways you could do it. You know, everybody's different. It's going to depend on the amount they have, the complexity of the planning. But the most important thing is to do the planning. You know, last time I checked, I think about 7 out of 10 Americans died without doing a will, a trust, or an estate plan. And, you know, if there's one thing in life that's guaranteed, it's death. So, you know, whatever you do, make sure you do something.
Right. And then, of course, tell somebody what you've done.
Yeah.
You know, we have children, and they're adult now, and so they are been informed, you know, what's going to happen, God forbid, if something happens to both of us at the same time, and, you know, all of that. But it is a difficult thing, I think, particularly for parents with younger kids to, I mean, it took us years to sit down and go, okay, we've got to make this choice, you know,
sure.
And that was even before all this digital stuff. So you know, when you add that into the mix, it is kind of a frightening thing. One of the questions I had that I don't know if, I'm sure a lot of people think about, when you're making your passwords, just even from the get-go, you know, some of us have like a list of four or five regular ones. Is that, I've heard that's really not a smart thing to do, but then, you know, like if I don't have a few to pick from, I'm just never going to remember what I've even created. And and where do you record the stuff? What's a safe thing to do with them? Like I have a list. It's kind of on my computer, but we figured out a little code, so I can refer to it. Is that a good thing to do, or is it better to keep it like handwritten, tucked away, like in the bottom of your sock drawer?
You know, everybody's different, and there's no one size fits all. You know, from an asset protection point of view, you want to use as many different passwords as you can. That way, if God forbid somebody finds out, you know, they can only get into that one account, not all of them. You know, I call it, you know, keeping your eggs in separate baskets. You should definitely keep a master list. Now, whether you keep it on the computer in some sort of encoded file or whether you do it handwritten, really just depends on the person. You know, there's different ways, and again, you know, what may work for you might not work for me and vice versa. But, you know, something I'd like to touch on, and, you know, even going above and beyond of protecting all of your assets, you know, digital and non-digital when you're alive, you know, passing everything on from an estate planning point of view, digital and non-digital, you know, I always like to bring up two issues that I think people fail to realize, and they're very important. Number one is, you know, we live in a digital economy. So, you know, every month, you know, your credit card or checking or savings account might get pinged for a mortgage or a water bill or an electric bill. Well, if your loved ones don't have the usernames and passwords to get into your account can be drained when you passed away because they're just set up on automatic bill pay.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, you know, people fail to see the value of all these different accounts. I mean, just take a social media account, for example, and maybe there's somebody who has a pool cleaning business, and he's built up, you know, 5,000 Facebook fans over the last decade. Well, when he passes away and leaves the business to his son, the son has two choices, either operate the business or sell it. Well, if the son doesn't have the information for that Facebook account and it just falls and goes away because he can't get into it, well, if he operates it, he's going to have a lot less customers. And if he goes to sell it, he's going to get a lot less for the business because now the corporate goodwill has gone way down.
Wow. So it's sort of like in the old days when people had mailing lists. You know, now it's you just don't want to sell your Rolodex. You've got all your Facebook stuff and your Twitter accounts. And wow, it's way more vast than I think any of us planned, isn't it?
Yeah, and I tell clients, you know, a couple things. Number one is you have to educate yourself. Before you do anything, just know what your options are. You know, and again, for any of your listeners, you know, if they go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. As long as they mention your show, they can fill out the contact us. We'll send them a free copy of our latest book. Once they've educated themselves, they need to inventory what they have. You know, again, people have a lot more than they think they do. So make a list and make a long list. Only after they've educated themselves and inventoried what they have should they even be considering how to protect it while they're alive and how to pass it along when they pass away.
All right. Awesome information. I've been speaking with Hillel Presser. He's an asset protection and estate planning attorney, and his book is Financial Self-Defense. And as he mentioned, he's very generous. If you go to the website, assetprotectionattorneys.com, mention you heard it here, you'll get a free copy of his book. Hillel, thank you so much for this really incredible information in an area that I think a lot of us haven't, it snuck up on us.
It's my pleasure, and I hope it was educational.